Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in-store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Jack Vanek, Kelty Knight, and Becca Tobin. Thank you so much for subscribing on iTunes, and thanks for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you every single week for free.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the lady gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The lady gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the lady gang. I am Becca Tobin, mid-laughter, because Jack just said that we were banging something out, and it just
banging out an episode.
I really like that
laugh.
New phrase.
I'm Becca Tobin, unemployed actress and blogger. Across from me is Kelty Knight, entertainment journalist, walks every red carpet.
So famous.
So famous. To my right, Jack Vanek.
Kelty didn't do a voice.
I know. I'm glad. Don't call her out. To my right, Jack Vanek, CEO, clothing designer of Jack Vanek Clothing.
Hello.
I got to tell you guys something. So Kopari, you guys know, is one of our sponsors. I don't even know if they bought ads in this episode, but
they better.
They sent us a bunch of stuff and it's like sitting on the table. And currently I've put like four layers of the coconut body milk in.
It's so good.
I was literally so good.
Putting it up my entire arms
it
while
feels,
we were podcasting.
It's so silky.
Putting it up your butt in my vagina.
And then I even went as far as to try this coconut crush scrub as like a body scrub.
Did you do it on your hand?
Yeah, it's nice. It smells really good.
Try it. Anyway, so you
that's
have to
not
wash
an
it
ad.
Off.
No.
I just like, you know, no, it's a wash off in the shower. But
now time
like,
for our Kopari ad.
No, it's not an ad, but I'm just saying it actually is good stuff we love.
It's a great brand. Actually, one of my questions of the week was, what's your absolutely like favorite product you own?
Oh God, so many.
Like beauty?
Beauty. Or skin?
Skin.
Makeup or skin?
I am a big fan of the Charlotte Tilbury Bronze and Glow palette. It's a bronzer that has no shimmer at all, so you can really like contour it up, and then a beautiful highlighter. And that's like if you're feeling dead or you're just ugly or gross, it's very expensive. It's like $85.
If you're ugly, then don't.
No, but if you're just having an ugly day, I swear this bronzer like really takes you to a happy place.
Nice.
That's fine. What's yours?
I would say Kate Somerville makes a D-Lo oil, and when I'm like midday and my skin feels dry on my face, I just put a little bit on my face, and it's amazing. I'm really into skin oil right now,
which is why
this coconut oil is on me head to toe right now.
Mine is Dr. Lancer Eyelash Serum. It's like game-changing.
Yeah.
Amazing. It's like $150, but
whoa.
You've said like a lot.
I know. I was catching myself as I was doing it. Anyways, it's the best. It makes you look like you have fake eyelashes.
Okay. Good. I'm into
that as a descriptor.
Okay. And now it's time for
good week.
Yes, it is.
Bad week.
Oh no.
I'm starting. Okay. So my bad week.
Oh, no.
As I've discussed.
Oh, no.
I've discussed in the past my fear of sleeping at my house by myself.
Yeah.
Because Zach travels and makes me scared. Well, today I was at the dog park, and one of the dog walkers that I've gotten to know over the last couple years told me a story that her friend is currently house sitting, and at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, she hears a pounding on the back door.
No.
She goes down, 6 a.m., goes down, she sees a guy trying to put a key into her door. He can't get in. Clearly, it's not his house. He goes to the next door. He keeps going around.
Drunk?
He was very high, messed up on drugs, but looked normal. Like, not, he looked like a normal, not homeless.
Right. Yeah.
So she runs upstairs. She pushes a bed against a bedroom door and calls the police because he's getting really aggressive. He breaks a window, gets in downstairs.
No.
Into her house?
Into her house.
Oh, my God.
He thinks he's in his house.
No, he starts pouring lighter fluid on the carpet.
Oh, my God.
Finally, he had a ton of matches on him. And at the time, he had just poured the fluid.
She's upstairs?
She's upstairs.
She's no called 911.
She doesn't know. She called 911. Took them 25 minutes to get there, which pisses me off.
I believe that. When someone's breaking in my house, it took forever. And I was
it's traffic.
Terrible. So, but 6 a.m.?
Oh, 6 a.m.
Yeah. In L.A.? So they get there. They see that the guy has a ton of matches on him. So he was clearly going to start a fire in the house. But he kept insisting to the police that he was coming there to have sex, that this woman invited him over to have sex.
But she
was going to rape her.
And that's what it was. She was going to rape her and also set a fire. I'm confused. He was just very, very high.
That's a lot of things.
Damn.
So
she must be freaked
when
out.
People talk shit about me or shit to me about being scared to sleep in my house by myself, that's exactly why, people. That is exactly why I'm not crazy.
Imagine being single and having to sleep alone every night.
Sorry, Jack. All right. Anyway. My good week is... I recently used Babyfoot for the second time.
Oh, you've only
done
it twice?
Was it any different? I still haven't done it yet.
Are you kidding me?
I'm scared because
I have to wait for the lady box.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. So the good news is don't go buying it right now. Or you can, because you're going to want a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming in the lady box. This is not an ad either. But
a lot of not ads are having.
not an ad. But I'm for real. I did it again.
Yeah.
It's so good. Uh-huh. I'm kind of addicted. My feet feel like a baby's foot.
I know.
I wonder where they got the name.
How did they get the name?
I just realized how they got the name. I'm just kidding. No, it's amazing.
It really does work.
So that's my good week, and I'm obsessed.
Everybody, I need to try it. See, this is the
You're
problem.
You're going to get it in your lady box.
I know, but I don't have a two-week period that I'm not,
you don't
like,
need a
maybe
full 2 week.
Going
no,
to...
No, it's fine.
What if I go on a date with a guy?
It's not that bad.
And unless then I have... he's sucking your toes, it's like, what? Fine. Just wear some closed-toed shoes, whatever.
Okay.
Okay, so do you want to go? Good week, bye week?
I'll go. I have a new word.
For the dictionary?
For the dictionary.
For the dictionary?
Penisinary?
Oh, my God. We got to put a dick on the dictionary. Okay.
Yeah. Duh.
It's going to be a dick.
Shanary. Oh, so good.
You didn't never knew that?
I bet there's someone out there named Shanary.
We can have the foreword by her.
The foreword by Shanary.
Shanary. It's deja vu, and it's when you know you've experienced this bullshit before. Like
having a deja vu.
Like if a fuck boy comes back in your life.
Deja vu. No. See, when I heard deja vu, I thought about every time I've binge ate.
Jeez.
Anything.
That could work too.
Wait, like, a lot of like words have two dictionary definitions.
So, yeah. This is it.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
It's a double meaning.
Deja vu can be used as someone has come back in your life that you don't want them.
Right.
I don't
Or
that.
You binged ate some cheese. Why is it moo though? Deja vu.
Because like a cow shits. Well, I don't know why.
Bullshit.
A bullshit. And,
well, it's bullshit.
A bullshit.
So what does a bull say?
Oh.
So it should be deja
I don't think
moo?
A bull says moo.
We're not sure if this
I'm
is going.
I'm not sure.
You guys and your stupid
I
words.
Haven't really thought about it. I just saw it. I was like, this looks good.
I'm just going to go with deja moo as my definition.
I like your definition better.
Every time I overeat, which is once a week.
I had a deja moo.
You had a deja moo.
Last night I had a deja moo.
I've been here before. I just said that.
I swear I've eaten this entire pizza before.
Yeah. Oh, the Domino's app is like, would you like your order again?
That's embarrassing.
Who's going to eat all these Cinnasticks?
So bad.
People who order desserts from Domino's and Papa John's confuse me.
They have their own place in hell. So weird.
It's me.
Have fun in hell.
It's are so mean. Okay, what's your bad week?
My bad week is, so I've noticed that once you turn 30, your body just completely starts to deteriorate.
100% you're ruined.
Yep, I am completely ruined. I woke up this morning and I completely threw my neck and my back out sleeping.
I thought it was going to be an exciting sex story.
I know. It wasn't. I was by myself and I woke up and like I have to move my entire body to like look left and right. Not fun.
No,
I'm dying.
Sorry about being old.
Yep. Turning into a corpse.
Gets worse.
Damn it.
I have some good news. Good week.
Good week.
I was at the airport, shocker, and I was going to TSA and I'm always scared because, you know, I'm an immigrant and I was once deported from the United States for living illegally in the United States. Oof. So I'm always a little like, when I get to the TSA checkpoint and I have, you know, you get the little slip of paper and you're never sure, like, what does this stamp mean?
Right.
Am I in or am I out? And so I gave the stamp and the girl's like looking at me and then she was like stamping it and she goes, I love the Lady Gang. She loves us, the TSA agent, and she was super cute. And then I said to her, my photo was so ugly that they took at the machine. And I said, this is definitely my bad week. And she said, it's honestly not that bad. It was the worst picture I've ever taken in my life.
She's sweet.
But anyway, I just want to say that I didn't get your name, and I wish I had, but I was so nervous because I thought you were going to deport me. Whoever you are out there, TSA woman, thank you, A, for letting me back in the United States, and B, for being a fan of Lady Gang.
I've got to say that the worst photo I've ever taken in my life is through like Global Entry.
100%.
It's horrid.
Horrible.
I look like my face is
so much contrast that like all your little like 35-year-old crow's feet look like.
It's what I look like after IPL.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
Dark spots and
Okay. My bad week is okay. So I'm just continuing this on from the theme from last week. I talked about the light bulbs.
Yeah.
It was my bad week.
Yeah.
Okay. So my bad neighborhood, my dad was here visiting me from Canada, which was wonderful. And my parents are from small towns, so they're not accustomed to city life. And I said to them before they went to sleep, hey, just let you know, like, we live in Hollywood. There's a lot of people just like walking around in the middle of the night. Don't be freaked out if you hear people like yelling or like people walking
by. Or having sex.
I didn't want to like fully give them the like scariness of it, but I was like, you know, every once in a while, like, you'll hear people from the clubs or whatever walking back in the house. So my dad is sleeping and I'm a little nervous that they're gonna get woken up, but it's like 4 o'clock in the morning and I hear like this woman, prostitute probably, is like full on screaming at the top of her lungs. And my dad is freaked out. So I'm like, oh God, my dad's definitely hearing this. So I tip down the stairs. Guess who's looking out the window? Ken. Ken's looking out the window, doesn't know what he's seeing.
Oh no.
And I'm like, you just have to leave them alone. But no, dad has opened the screen door on our veranda and has now started to tell the people, get the hell out of here.
Ooh, and the Ken.
Ken went for it.
Ken's going to get his ass beat.
And Ken, so I am also scared of people breaking into my house. So what I have on my screen door is, you know, you're supposed to have the wood cut so that like if they break the lock, they still can't open the door. So I have that. So dad picks up the wood stick. There's a word for that, but I don't know what it is. And he goes, get your ass out of here. No, get the hell out of here. I'm going to beat your ass. And the woman, fully engaging, is like, you are? Well, come down here then. We'll get. I'll take you right now. And he's I'm going to call the cops. And she goes, by the time the cops come, I'll be gone. And I was like, Dad, you have to calm down. Do not speak to them. Like, it was so crazy.
Oh, no. I'm so ready for you to move.
I know. So then I don't know. Please still buy my house, though. It's a great deal. anyway,
nobody's
buying that house. I'm just, like, embarrassed because I'm, like, a full-grown adult. And my dad, I was like, Dad, it's not worse than New York City. But I felt pretty funny. And my dad got in a fight with one of the prostitutes. And it was scary.
That's great. Pretty LA of him.
Very LA. Yeah. Anyway.
It's so tough. Those Canadians, I loved working in Canada.
You did.
I loved it. I really did. I think the people are awesome.
Yeah,
I make
so
fun of
nice.
You a lot for saying things like booger, but I don't think it's a Canadian thing. I think it's just you.
Yeah.
But I really do adore Canadians.
Yeah, he was nice. I've never seen him be so
aggressive.
I hope
we get some Canadian callers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right.
See.
What's coming up?
Let's do it.
We're having our second week of call-in episodes. This one's even better because now we know what we're doing. And we're so excited to meet you.
Yay.
Okay, what's going on? Now, here's the Lady Gang.
All right, guys, welcome back. It is now officially call-in show number 2. We had so much fun call-in show number 1. We had to keep taking calls, and so we've made two shows.
Mm-hmm. So exciting.
It really is fabulous to hear from how cool our girls are, right?
I know. They're all, like, not surprisingly cool, but
yeah,
they're pretty freaking cool.
I love our girls.
And I know who, like, most of them are.
Yeah, from the Facebook group.
Yeah. It's like our friends are calling in.
So anyway, we wanted to switch things up this summer and keep it real fresh. So we're having these call-in shows. If you didn't tune in last week, you missed out. So go listen. So this is our second call-in show. We'll probably do more of these. I don't know if people listen. And let's take some calls. Let's talk to some gang members.
Yeah, what's up?
Throw up our gang signs.
Okay.
That sounded weird.
No, don't do anyway, that.
Okay, Heather, who we got?
Okay, she called in last week, but now she's calling back. It is Sarah.
Sarah, sorry you had the wrong date the first time you called when you called last week.
You say sorry, just like my mom.
Is she Canadian?
She's from Minnesota, so she's got that.
Yeah, a little twang.
Sarah, what's going on in your life? What do you need help with? How can
we
fix you?
Tell us things.
Well, my best friend of over 20 years is getting married in September, and I am throwing her a bachelorette party.
Fun.
But I want your help, and I need help figuring out what are some fun things to do, because I haven't gone to many bachelorette parties before.
Ugh. Do you guys have, like, are you going out of town for it, or you're staying?
Well, we're doing a couple things. Her sisters are actually taking us on a cruise.
Oh.
Her sisters are about 10 and 12 years older than us.
Oh.
So they're taking us on a cruise, so it's just going to be the four of us.
I got it.
But then
you went to
I'm throwing a mini one with, like, a bunch of friends from, like, our high school and our friends now.
So
that's,
you're,
like, the thing that I'm throwing.
You're throwing the mini one. And where do you live?
Well, I live in New York, but she lives in Minnesota, so the party's going to be in Minnesota.
Got it.
Okay, I'm going to tell you my advice. I love a costume theme party because life is boring and parties are really boring, especially adult parties that are like mid-afternoon. But if you have everyone have to come dress as something, you just went to a great theme party that was like sailor themed, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. My friend did a 40th and it was like a yacht rock theme. They had a great band. I think, but for like a bachelorette and it's a small gathering of high school friends.
But like everyone has to go to Value Village and get like old 80s prom dresses or something.
There's something about costumes that like make people's inhibitions kind of like go away and have like the best time. Yeah. I always support
a costume. Is there a place around like where they live, like downtown or something, that there's fun, like a fun bar crawl that you could do?
I think we're going to have is where our parents live, where we grew up, and we live in a huge lake. It's massive.
Oh,
and there's a ton of like restaurants and bars on the lake, like bars and restaurants on the lake.
So I want it to be a meet at the bar or restaurant in a costume.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone knows it's like something special and you guys get crazy.
Maybe even like a dirty scavenger hunt.
That would be
fun. A dirty scavenger hunt is
like
so
through,
fun.
And she has to go up to like bartenders and say gross things to get like code words to get the cues.
Yeah, or like a bingo. Yeah,
but she
like
doesn't
that.
Know which bartender holds the clue, so she has to say like dirty things to everybody and see their reactions.
I love that.
That's a good idea.
And maybe her prize.
Let's be honest, I'm the single one, so she's probably making me do all of that anyways.
Yeah, and then she's like meeting all these cute guys, and you're going to meet somebody. And at the end, I think that you should maybe have a gift bag. And one of our new favorite things is this thing called the Womanizer, and it's a vibrator, and it's life changing.
Yep.
Got it.
Yep.
Awesome. This helps so much.
I think it's going to be really cute. I definitely want the costumes. Definitely take pictures and put it in our private Facebook
group.
And
just all the pieces.
Yes. I will absolutely do that. It's in August. So I will absolutely do that.
Oh, can't wait to see it. Have
girl,
fun.
Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
What?
Minnesota. I do like a bachelor party, actually. I mean, a bachelorette.
If
they're done right, it can be really fun.
Yeah.
What's next?
Claudia is next.
Claudia.
Yes.
You're on with
Hi,
the lady
Claudia.
Gang.
Hey, ladies. This is so exciting.
Where are you calling from?
I am in Santa Monica.
Oh, hey, girl. You're my neighbor.
Oh, hey, girl. Hey.
West Side.
Oh, man. I'm, like, really struggling not to be like, I love your show, but I do.
Well, obviously, you love us if you're calling us, Claudia. Like, come
obviously,
on.
You guys
Secrets out.
Secrets out. I'm
super
excited.
Fan.
It's fine.
What do you do? What do you do for your job? Are you in school or what do you do?
I am an interior design consultant, which is way more interesting sounding than it actually is.
Wait, is that for like a website where you can go on and like design my room in 50 minutes?
Like house?
No, that kind of, but no. But you get the personal touch of like having me in your home, which is not weird.
Oh, wait, do you have an Instagram?
Yeah,
I do.
What is it?
Oh, girl.
It's Claudia underscore and then Levy, L-E-V, like victory.
Are you a fellow Jew?
Chosen people.
Hey, girl.
Wait, what's your last name? Levy?
Levy.
Levy, yeah.
Oh, is your profile picture like a drawing?
Oh, it is.
But you have no homes on your Instagram at all.
Where can we see your work?
Okay, I'm going to tell you. It's Cisco Home.
Wait, I love Cisco Home.
Monica. Oh, girl, where I am.
There's a couch there that I want so bad, and it's like $7,000.
Oh,
the
my
big
God.
Cloud one.
What is it? Which
Have you
one?
Seen the cloud one where it's like, there's like, it's a couch and it's got a giant pillow thing that you can like take off?
My favorite sofa ever, the Donato.
The Donato.
How do you spell Cisco?
Yeah, the best.
C-I-S. Come in, you know the building on Melrose, Jack, that says made in L.A. and everyone takes their Instagram pictures there?
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Oh.
The most Instagram spot in L.A. But we just opened one in Santa Monica.
Claudia, you're so cute. I'm creeping on your Instagram.
Do it. It's fine. I'm creeped all of yours.
You're like, so
wait, have you
adorable.
Creeped? Hold on. Claudia, have you creeped all of ours? Even Kelty Knights?
Oh, my God.
Maybe. Yes.
Claudia,
what's your life
yeah, do you have a question, problem? How can we help you?
I have so many problems, but I'll leave them to my therapist. No, I'm just kidding, kind of. I do have questions. Well, I was going to ask a question, but now that you guys are so obsessed with me, this is a really good segue into, like, why do you not have an inappropriate brunette on your show, and would you like one?
Claudia, I think we need a fourth member.
Auditions are closed.
Let me tell you something, that all three of my friends... Okay.
You mean us?
They were like, you have to listen to this podcast. And I'm like, no, like, I'm not going to. And then I listened to it because they were like, you need to be the fourth member. And I was like, how do I become the fourth member?
Claudia, are you auditioning to be?
You know what, Claudia? You're coming in. Claudia's in.
Claudia's
coming for
pay attention.
Yeah, you're coming for an episode. You live in LA.
You're our token brunette.
Wait, yeah, totally.
You're coming in.
Are you part of the Facebook group?
I requested to join today.
Okay, we're going to accept you.
We have to accept you.
And then we're going to be doing some fun things around LA soon, and you're going to obviously come as the honorary member.
Yeah.
I swear, if you guys are lying, I will
burn our houses down.
You're going to leave us a nasty review on iTunes?
No, we're not lying. We get very close with our fans.
Yeah.
Super fans.
And it actually like freaks Becca out because she doesn't like people.
But I
That's fine. I don't either. But, like, it's fine. We can ignore each other.
I think we love you.
Let's just get together and ignore each other, Claudia.
That's all I want to do. I want to, like, get together and I want to sit around on our phones and not talk.
Perfect.
That sounds like
I do have a question.
Ideal
There's
night.
A cute boy on your Instagram. Is that your boyfriend?
That is my boyfriend.
How long have you been together?
Almost
3 years.
Oh, is he going to pop the question?
Sorry?
Is he going to pop the question?
Or your hymen?
No, he's poor, and that's been done. So, you know, that whole, like, why buy the cow? It's like, he's not buying me shit. So, shit on my radio. Sorry.
Well, don't pay for his life, though, okay?
No. Yeah.
Don't sell all those couches and then not buy yourself a Louis Vuitton.
Don't be sugar mama.
Oh, no, don't worry. I'm, like, all about me. It's fine. He was a real fixer-upper. He's lost, like, 50 pounds since we've been together. Like,
wow.
I really, like, yeah.
He's trying.
He's fat.
Get it, Claudia. Proud of you, girl.
Claudia, I love you. Join the we're gonna accept you in can you do it from your phone, Jack?
I'll do it right now.
We're gonna accept you on the Facebook group. Leave us a message, be like, this is Claudia, Lady Gang number 4.
Yeah, give us a post.
Like, you obviously remember me.
We'll never forget you.
Lady Gang number 4.
Approved.
Like, if you need, like, a resident, like, in the streets kind of girl, like, I can rap. I don't know if that's still not going to do it.
Girl, you're getting into Kelty Knight territory.
Wait, but it's like
Claudia. Can you give us a freestyle about the Lady Gang right now?
Mm-hmm. Right now.
About what?
The Lady Gang.
Oh, fuck.
I love you.
You said you could rap. You offered it up.
This is part of your audition.
I can rap like Nicki Minaj. Like, I can rap.
Okay,
like,
give us your favorite
thing.
Nicki Minaj verse.
But it's inappropriate. Am I allowed to
That's
cut?
Fine.
We can bleep it out.
All right. I never fucked Wayne. I never fucked Drake. All my life, man, fuck's sake. If I did, I'd Minaj with him and let him eat my ass like a cupcake. There you go. Welcome, and I swear to God, if you don't have me on the show after doing that.
You just said you were going to let someone eat your ass like a cupcake. You're in, girl.
Well, you know, it's not my lyrics, you know?
Claudia.
But it is.
We love you.
See you soon, Claude.
Bye, Claude.
We'll see
you. Love you too. See you soon.
Goodbye.
Bye, Claudia. See you next Tuesday.
Oh, my God.
I love her.
She's hilarious. So ridiculous.
She's like, he's a fixer-upper. He used to be fat.
I mean, I love it. Just porn
my
fat.
Husband was,
porn fat.
No.
Sounds so fun.
My husband was a fixer-upper as well. But Chris was a clean 7, and now he's an 8.
But he was like, he's like tall, but just like kind of dweeby.
He was tall and super nerd and had the wrong fitting clothes.
So if you guys have been listening to the podcast from the beginning, Kelty and Becca used to make fun of me because they said that I had fake boobs for the first, like, 6 months.
That's true. We actually have stopped. You're welcome.
Because I haven't worn a bra in a bit. But the reason why is because I have been wearing my Third Love bras, and it's the most amazing bra I've ever put on my body. I've pretty much gotten rid of all of my other bras because of Third Love. And if you guys haven't tried your 30-day free trial with them, you need to jump on board and be a true lady ganger. If you go to thirdlove.com/ladygang, try their amazing t-shirt bra. It's the best bra I've ever put on my body. You can wash it. You can wear it with all your favorite clothes, take off the tags. If you don't like it, send it back, and all they charge you is $2.99 for shipping. But I promise you'll love it, and it will be the best bra you've ever owned in your entire life. By the way, they offer sizes AA through G and half cup sizes, and I actually fall in between a half cup size and never knew. Thirdlove.com/ladygang to get started on your 30-day free trial.
Who's on, Heather?
We have Courtney on the line.
Courtney.
Kardashian? Courtney, is it you?
Courtney.
Yes.
Don't get back with Scott.
I love
Hi.
Scott.
Hi.
Sup, Courtney?
Hi. Oh, my gosh. Oh, I can't believe I'm talking to you guys.
Where are you so calling excited. From?
From Tennessee.
Where in Tennessee?
Knoxville.
Oh, I know Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's going on in your life? Do you need help?
Well, not really. I feel like everything's like pretty great right now.
Boring.
But I know. But I just want to say that I just recently started listening to you guys, and I've been binge watching like every single episode.
Ooh, what's your fave?
I don't know. I can't even
Spencer
pick right
Pratt.
Now. I love Tommy Lank. Was awesome.
Yeah,
he's so hilarious. Funny.
He's great.
Becca, you're like my spirit animal.
Thank you.
And my boyfriend is making so much fun of me right now. For calling
Put your boyfriend on. Put your boyfriend on the phone.
We want to talk to your boyfriend.
Come here.
Put your boyfriend
What's his
on
name?
The phone.
He's being very shy.
What's his name?
Steven.
Steven. Tell Steven that we want to talk to him.
Yeah, got to talk to Steven.
Steven, they want to talk to you.
Put Steven
please,
on.
Please, please, please.
Just put him for 5 seconds.
Take your pants off. Take your pants off. He'll do it if you take your pants off.
Yeah. Flash a tit.
Pull out your boobs.
Just put him on speakerphone.
Put on speaker. We'll talk to him.
He's running away. Oh, he ran away.
Steven.
I know.
Go catch him.
That's the effect we have on most men.
I know. They just run far away from us.
Do you have any constructive criticism about the lady gang that you want to share?
Yeah.
What do you hate the most?
Be honest.
Let's see.
We can't
I feel
find you.
Like it sometimes a good week, bad week goes a little bit long, but I still love it.
Good to know.
Yeah, I know. I think we need to keep it snappy.
I do too.
Like funny and snappy.
To the point.
Fast.
Get it to the point.
Okay.
And mostly you're talking to Kelty, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like yours are short.
Oh.
No. Sometimes she runs.
I love that you guys are always eating candy too, because that's
we're literally eating candy right now.
Sorry.
And people are gonna be pissed about
it's
it.
So annoying.
What do you
I'm hungry? It's funny, Hollywood.
It's
we're
great.
So hungry.
What do you do for a living?
I am a project manager for a company. We do a lot of web and mobile apps.
Fancy tech girl.
Yeah.
So many boss bitches that
I've
been calling.
What does Steven do?
He is in supply chain, so he's a forecast analyst for plastics.
Is he the one? Is Steven the guy? Like, do you love him?
He definitely is, yes.
He's definitely the guy.
That was going to be an awkward conversation if it wasn't.
What?
She's like, nah.
I'm like,
he's right here, too shy.
He's very shy, but it's great. He's a really great guy.
How long have you been together?
For 3 years.
Ooh, that's the second 3-year relationship we've had in a row.
How old are you guys?
27.
Oh, okay. That's great.
It's time.
Yeah.
Get married before your arms start sagging, girl.
Yeah.
Get married before 30, apparently.
Well, good for you.
But so, yeah, I just like really like listening to you guys. I love how you keep it real and you like talk about just like crazy stuff and embarrassing stuff. And Kelty, I also stand up when I wipe.
Thank you. Thank God. You know what? You were having a real heartfelt moment with Becca, but I'm glad it came back to me in the important things.
You must be really thin. Do your butt cheeks just not? I mean, I don't understand. It's like a book. Once you stand up, the book is closed.
No, it's not.
Well, no, it's just like, I don't know. It just
works
like,
for us. Real it just works. Classy yeah. bitches.
Oh my God. I love you.
Thanks for calling
Thank
in.
You.
Tell
you girl.
Tell Steven we say what's up.
I will. I'm so Steven. Sorry he wouldn't get on.
It's okay. Okay. Next time.
Bye.
Okay. Bye.
That's bye.
Really sweet.
Now it's Taylor.
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 Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift, are you here?
It's finally time.
Hi.
Hi, Taylor.
Hey, Taylor Swift.
Okay, so I have two questions for all of you.
Okay.
Just jumping right in.
Can't wait.
She's really okay. a Kelty. Taylor, you're actually named
wait,
Kelty.
Taylor, where are you calling from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. Oh. Nice.
Yeah.
What are your questions?
Okay. So what's your favorite Lady Gang memory overall? And if you had a theme song for the Lady Gang, what would it be?
Ooh. Oh, God.
God, these
Taylor.
Are like
Taylor, are you
questions.
A journalist? favorite memory.
I'll just say like one of our highlights were when we sold out of the Lady Box in like 30 minutes.
Oh, that was wild.
That was the first time
was crashing.
People like us.
Yeah, the site was crashing and it was just like crazy.
Yeah, that was pretty notable.
I remember where I was when that was happening. I was getting my hair done.
I was in somebody's bed that I don't want to think about.
Ew, gross.
I was at work. Shocker.
Shocker.
That I have to say like collectively is that our favorite? Or no, know. Actually, Entertainment Weekly, when we performed live, and mm-hmm. it was the first time we ever got to meet fans in person.
That was good.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that was really cool. I think my favorite, like, overall is just the amount of people that stop you on the street or out in public. Like, I've been on television for, like, 6 years and never got stopped. And now, like, I get stopped once a week.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't even see my face on this show, so I don't know how you do it. You know, like, people are always stopping us. Okay, theme song.
Theme song.
God.
What would your theme song be for the Lady Gang?
Yeah, you answer our question for us.
That is a great question.
Yes, it is.
I don't.
Mine probably would be that song that goes like, big booty hoes, jump with it. What about the thong song?
Thong, the thong,
the thong. The thong song would be good.
Like, yeah.
Or my milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Yeah, we're basic.
Any like late 90s song.
Yeah. Yeah.
Taylor, we love you.
We love you, too.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, bye.
This is my sister calling. Should I answer it and put her on speakerphone? They won't be able to hear her.
Tell her to call the line.
Like, you can only call me through this number now.
You're like, I have a receptionist now.
You have to get vetted.
Yeah, you have to get vetted by Heather. Heather, who should we talk to now?
You should talk to Samantha.
Okay.
Samantha.
Samantha. What's up, Sammy?
Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm freaking out right now.
You're freaking out? Okay, good, because I was like, she hates us.
Like,
are
no,
you a troll?
Where no, are you calling
I
from?
Just, like, I don't feel like this is happening right now.
It's happening.
Okay.
Wait, where do you live? Where are you calling from?
I live in Las Vegas.
Oh,
ooh, Vegas. I was just in Vegas yesterday.
I was just in Vegas like 2 weeks ago.
Oh.
What's happening in your life?
Yeah, do you have questions? Do you want to vent to us? What's going on?
Well, I'm back in dance. I had to take a little bit of time off of dance because I had to get surgery, ooh. But I'm back in dance.
Good for you.
That's exciting. And then I have a question. What was your favorite part of Glee?
Glee?
Yeah.
When it was over. I'm kidding.
Not really.
My favorite part of Glee was having a job that I just loved going to every day. I know it sounds cheesy, but... You know, it would be like 4 a.m. and I'd go and I'd get to see like all my closest friends. Yeah, some people do wake up at 4 a.m, Kelty.
Wait, you woke up at 4 a.m?
Yeah.
What time was your call time, really?
I mean, it could be anywhere from like 5 to whatever.
That's
but just having like, it's very rare that in your lifetime you ever get to go and work with people that you love and do something you love. Like, I felt very spoiled. I knew how spoiled I was in the moment. So that's it. I mean, it's cheesy.
It's just been a lot of fun. I'm obsessed with it. I started it 2 years ago.
Yeah.
I think. And I've seen it like a billion times.
A billion.
I know. I probably know. Like, it's going to take me forever, but I probably know like every couple, every like love triangle or whatever, and probably every friendship. It would take me like forever because my friend that I ran at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Well, we love you.
Thank you
for
calling.
You're welcome.
Have a good one.
So cute.
Bye.
Bye.
Oh, she loves her. You. She loves you.
She was a certified Gleek.
Yes.
Gleek.
Sure. Gleek Heather, of the week.
Do you have any of my fans calling you? Yeah. Are there any Keltinators out there?
She's your fan.
I've never been that excited about anything.
No, I know. No, I've never.
Must be
hello?
Nice.
Hello?
Stephanie?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, Stephanie. Are you in the Kelty fan club or the Becca fan club?
Oh, I'm Kelty OG.
Oh, there you go. You have a fan.
You asked for this and it came.
I asked God.
Asking the universe.
I've been Kelty fan club like forever.
Since when?
Since your book came out.
Wow.
Ooh. OG.
That's awesome.
OG. Where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Nice. Long Island. New York. What? So what are you calling? Do you have a question? What's happening in your life? Tell us everything.
I have like a situation.
Okay. Tell us.
So I'm a teacher, and the school I teach in has a lot of young teachers. We're all about the same age, like mid to late 20s, early 30s.
Mm-hmm.
And even though teaching is supposed to be like very female forward, there are a lot of like male presence in the building who are on equal footing as us, because we're all teachers, all new teachers, but our voices as females get drowned out by their like just being a man.
Right.
So like we'll have conversations, and like as a person, I'm not very smart in like a lot of stuff. But, like, the stuff that I'm smart in, like, I'm really smart in it.
Right.
So, like, teaching foreign language and cooking are, like, my areas. And whenever
what language?
We have a conversation, Italian.
Ooh.
Nice.
Cool.
So, whenever we have a conversation about, you know, cooking or something, and I'll say something as a fact, they'll always be like, I don't think that's true. I'm going to look that up. I'm like, you don't need to look that up. You
they're mansplaining
to
you. Oh,
it's, like, condescending.
The mansplaining is so real. And just, like, the condescension, the patronization.
Right.
That's good. So how do I, as a woman who is confident in the areas that I know about, how do I make my voice be the authority? Like, I should be the authority on anything having to do with foreign language. I am the authority on anything having to do with cooking, because I am a bomb-ass cook. I will make a great wife one day.
when these guys try to, like, mansplain and they look up this information, but you know it's right, then what happens when they come back and they can't find a right answer?
So what will happen, this is a great example, we talked about sunscreen, the difference between sunscreen and sun tanning oil. And I explained it to them. And someone was like, that doesn't make any sense to me. So they Googled it, and then they reiterated exactly what I had said. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, I just said that. Like, those were the words that just came from my mouth. And they're like, this makes more sense to me than what you said.
Right.
I'm like, okay. I mean, maybe because Google doesn't have kits in the vag, that's why it makes sense to you.
I don't even, I mean, I know that's a man thing, but I know a lot of women that are like that, too.
Yeah,
that
it's just like, a know-it-all.
Yeah, it's a know-it-all.
It's like me.
I don't think that there's anything
see,
you can
I'm
do.
I'm trying to be the know-it-all.
Nobody likes a know-it-all.
Problem. I think what it is that you just have to let them get on their high horse, mm-hmm. think that they're right. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to change these people.
Right. It's a personality
trait.
You
rise above, and you take a deep breath when you want to punch one of them in the face.
Yeah, and it's like, I think, yeah, you can't change the way how people are going to... I mean, that's just how their personalities are. It's like you can only really control how you react to these things.
Don't stoop to their dumbass level, Steph.
I'm going to do my best.
Just be like, I got better things to do.
Yeah, ignore
them
and
educate
away.
You idiots about
and sunscreen.
It's just like they don't take... And all the women in my school feel the same way about these gentlemen.
Revolt.
They all feel like, you know, even when we're in meetings, if we're in meetings like with... administration, it's like whatever I say isn't as important, or I'll say something and then they'll say the same thing 2 minutes later, and whatever they say, it'll just be taken more seriously than whatever I said.
Welcome to being a woman.
Yeah.
All you can do is change the way you feel about it, because it's not going to stop.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
Love you so much.
Posted. Let us know how it goes.
I will. Thanks for taking this call. This is really fun.
Thanks for calling.
Love you forever.
No problem.
You guys.
What?
You know we love tats.
We love a good so tat.
Jack has no tattoos, actually. It's very interesting. But most of the people that we meet, they have tattoos, and all the tattoos have great stories about them, why they got them and what they mean. And our next sponsor has an amazing tattoo story, Bombas. Bombas started when two guys, Randy and Dave, heard that socks were the number one requested clothing item in homeless shelters. So for every pair of Bombas socks that they sell, they donate a pair to those in need, which is very, very cool. And Dave promised Randy he would get a Bombas logo tattoo when they donated a million pairs of socks. And he thought, obviously, like, that's never going to happen. It's going to take 10 years. He'll forget. And then it only took 2.5 years. So now Dave has a Bombas tattoo and a great tattoo story to go along with it. Bombas are the socks I work out in every day on my Instagram. If you guys see, they're very cute and they're very comfortable. And there's no toe seam that annoys you if you're in a retentive like me. So for the best socks in the history of feet, visit bombas.com/lady today. And you'll get an additional 20% off your first purchase. That is bombas.com/lady for 20% off. Bombas.com/lady.
All right, who's next?
Who's next, Heather? Are people really calling? Are our phones like really busy? I love it.
No, it's just me calling you all the time.
Over. And
but isn't that exciting?
You're texting your friends being like, please call. There's like, nobody calling.
And you're like, they're like,
you're really embarrassed.
No, but it's like having a birthday party and not being sure if anyone's going to show up.
I know.
Thanks for showing up for us, guys.
That's so scary.
Thanks, Becca.
You're welcome.
Well, showing up is Nora.
Nora.
Hey. Nora Jones.
Nora Jones.
Hello.
What's up, Nora?
Hi, it is so awesome to be talking to you guys. It's so nice to virtually, I guess, meet you.
Yes. Where are you from?
Well, I'm from Jordan, but I currently study in New York.
Oh, damn, girl.
Jordan.
Thanks.
What are you studying?
It's so nice to meet you. I'm studying sciences right now, so biology and psychology.
I mean, what is a smart girl like you doing, wasting your time listening to three uneducated women?
Hey, I was educated.
Are you kidding me? You guys inspire me and motivate me. Aww. You guys are the reason that keeps me going.
Aww,
thank you. Do you listen to us while you're doing, like, these, like, crazy important biology things? I don't even know.
Oh, my God.
Is.
So I have to commute from Connecticut to New York every day, and that's, like, the podcast is what I listen to every Tuesday. So you guys get me through my hour and a half commute.
Oh, my
gosh. Get you up to actually make a change in the world.
Good for
like,
you.
These idiots are doing nothing with their lives. Let me scientifically find us a second planet to live on.
That's amazing. What's happening
you
in your
so
life
much.
Right now?
Let us help your life.
Yeah, do you have any questions or?
Yes. It's both a curiosity question and a, like an advice question, but I also want to thank you guys for all that you do because you guys really like help so many people around the world. So I just want to thank you before I ask my question.
We're crying.
Oh my God. If I had feelings, I'd be crying. No, that's really sweet. Thank you.
That needs to be on a mug or a Jack Van.
It actually does. I'm going
to
write that down.
So my question is, how do you fight insecurities and overcome them, especially because I feel like they're ingrained at such a young age and mm-hmm. it's so hard to, like, fight them?
Mm-hmm.
And how do you stay inspired? They're both, like, separate questions or you can answer them together.
I think the insecurity thing is a two-part answer for me. Number one, mm-hmm. surround yourself with other secure people because secure people don't tear other people down. They mm-hmm. build them up. We don't know anything about that lifestyle, but I'm still seeking these people out. So
definitely.
Be around positive people. I've also noticed if I hang out with a bunch of girls who are really, really hard on themselves and like talk really poorly about themselves, then I start feeling mm-hmm. like I need to talk badly mm-hmm. about myself. So there's nothing wrong with being confident. And also, at the end of the day, we're all going to die. And guess what?
This is very true.
You got what you got. You can make it as best you can. Like, you can get the tight little body you want and all the surgeries in the world. But, like,
you're dying too?
You're going to die. And I'm pissed now at 30 that I wasn't able – I'm actually 31. I lied. That I wasn't able to, like – like frolic around New York City in my 20s being like, I'm the most beautiful I've ever been and ever will be,
yeah.
You know?
We have a really good mirror message from Sophia Amoroso when she was on, and it was, don't compare your hustle to their highlight reel. And I think especially with social media mm-hmm. and like everybody is like throwing the best version of themselves out on the internet.
Or the fake version of themselves.
Or mostly a fake version of
yeah,
themselves.
True.
It's really easy to get caught up, especially in like looks and stuff. You're looking at all these like Instagram models all over the internet. And it's really hard to not constantly compare yourself, but it's like everybody's going through their own shit. And a lot of the times these people, the happier that they seem, the more miserable they are. So it's just like, you got to live your life and not worry about it.
And you're smart, Nora. You have that going for yourself. You know how many dumb bitches there are out there?
Totally.
We know.
We know. I would
we
say,
are them.
I will say that, like, empower yourself, which sounds like really hidey tidy, but I will say this. I've had lots of insecurities in my whole life because I'm like a little sheepdog that just needs love. But when I started, like, really taking care of myself, like working out and like taking care of my skin and like decorating my home in like a calming way and like working on this podcast, even like when I was more in control of my own destiny than just like sitting back and waiting for other people to give me my life on a silver platter is when I started feeling the most beautiful.
I think, you know, that's true. Like, even just the littlest things that you're changing, like if you get a new moisturizer or something, it's like almost a placebo effect and it makes you feel so much better if you're actually actively putting in change.
Becca's like literally sitting back burping. So, you know, she's
sorry, I have indigestion.
We're so proud of you. Way to go, lady boss.
I know.
Thank you so much for your advice and like talking with me. It really means a lot.
Of course.
Thanks for liking us.
Yeah, thanks for bringing us on your commute. We'll
see
be
you on
there.
The train.
We'll be there in spirit.
Okay, bye.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Bye, Nora. Everyone. Thanks for calling.
Bye. Nice to meet you.
You too.
She's so smart.
So smart.
I love her. Oh my God, I'm so insecure.
And a cool name. I'm so insecure about my brain.
I've always
I'm
been
like,
insecure.
Sometimes I can't spell because. Help. Heather, do you have any more people calling?
I have Sarah.
Okay.
We have so many.
You keep
Sarahs.
Looking at us like there's not going to be a caller, and then you surprise us with
another
caller.
I know. I like your poker face.
I know. It's
Sarah,
so
are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Pearl Harbor, Florida.
Oh,
Florida.
Florida.
Nope.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great.
What's going on in your life, Sarah?
Well, today is God Today, which is the day that I'm adopted.
Yay!
Yeah, I'm really excited about this, too.
That is amazing.
Wait, so did you get adopted today?
No, I was adopted in China when I was 1 year old.
Whoa.
And, today is 15 years ago.
Oh, my gosh.
Happy adoption day.
Thank you.
That's so cool.
Now, I have a question. Have you ever seen Jenna, who was on our podcast's documentary, Twinsters?
I haven't seen that, but I've listened to the podcast.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty neat. So I have a question. Yeah. So have you ever met your biological parents, or does that exist for you?
No, it was all, I guess what happened was my biological mom had me. She put me on like a sidewalk or something and just left me there, and someone found me and brought me to the orphanage. And yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. That's crazy. And so what are your adoptive parents like? How did you come from the sidewalk to be in Florida?
Well, my mom and my dad met in Ohio, and my mom always wanted to adopt a kid because she couldn't have one herself, and I guess it was, like, right after 9/11, I believe, and so it was a little harder that way because of the whole security systems and everything, but my aunt found this article about these parents that adopted this child from China, and she brought it to my mom and dad. She was like, hey, you should try this out. It seems like a cool idea, and it took a long time, I guess. And, they spent 10 days in China. All
That's so
awesome.
Crazy.
That's really cool. Do you have super beautiful hair?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, you do. Sometimes, like, I feel like you guys have the nicest hair, and I'm always really jealous.
Yeah, I get that out.
So you're in high school?
Yeah, I'm going to my junior year.
Ooh, what's that like? I forget.
Is high school terrible?
Not really. I'm kind of like a wallflower, so I just observe everyone else.
What do you want to do when you graduate?
I don't know. I was thinking about a psychologist or maybe going into human resources.
Don't do human resources.
That sounds...
Okay.
It's really boring. And also psychologists. I think you have more.
Yeah, I don't know. I like crime shows, and my mom and I watch
be a forensic.
Lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Seems like a cool idea.
Okay.
Well, we're really excited we got to celebrate, have a mini celebration for you today.
I know. We're drunk for you.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Story.
I know. Wow.
Holy
That's
man.
Damn.
It's so crazy. How could you leave a baby on the sidewalk? But sometimes people don't have choices.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, God, horrible. Okay.
Someone should have left me on a sidewalk.
On that note, on that sad note, no, I'm
it's a happy,
happy for her.
Happy
yeah,
note.
She found a family, and they really she couldn't have kids, and she wanted to have kids. Yeah, on great. That, this has been fun. The call-in shows,
love it.
It's been great.
I think they were great. It was so fun to meet everyone.
I think our listeners should give us some feedback if yeah. they liked it. We'll do more of these.
Yeah, and if you don't, then we'll never do them again.
And the, but don't write us a bad review.
Yeah, yeah. Just give us just, some constructive criticism. Yeah,
don't
you.
Be a dick.
Don't be a dick, guys. Go on iTunes and subscribe. Check us out at theladygang.com and follow us on social media at theladygang on Twitter and Instagram. And then you can follow us individually, Jack Vanek, Becca, and at Becca, and at Kelty Knight. And we love you so much. And just a second reminder.
Lady boxes
are coming.
So this is what happened. We were in my office and we have the box size and we were trying to shove all the products that we got into the box and they didn't fit and we had to take two out. So that's how stuffed this box is. It's definitely our best box ever. It's worth over $250. And they're going to go on sale like right at the beginning of August, right? Like end of July, yep. beginning of August. Yep. So save your pennies, $49.99, and we will see you
Next Tuesday.
No.
What?
We'll see you next Tuesday all together.
But we'll see you what?
We'll see you on the internet when you order a lady box.
Oh.
And then we'll see you next Tuesday. Yay! Yay!
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at podcastone.com. That's podcastone.com. Thanks for listening.
Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.